Blog Talk Radio.
The Internet has revolutionized the way we communicate, conduct business, and negotiate transactions throughout the world. From social media platforms serving millions to solopreneurs, technology has changed our business focus forever. As we celebrate Black History Month, we'll talk with Black entrepreneurs who are making a difference in cyberspace. Kay Long is the editor-in-chief of Ethnic Online, New England's magazine for ethnic professionals, and will also speak with David Lipscomb, who is the CEO of Current Innovative Solutions, or CIS, a human resources collaboration of business professionals around the United States. Join us today for an important discussion on finding online business opportunities in a globally diverse world. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, this is Carol Copeland-Thomas. Thank you so much for joining Focus on Empowerment. We have a really fast-packed 30-minute segment for you. Very happy that you have joined us today. We had originally wanted to have Leonard Webb on. He is the publisher and founder of Ethnic Online. He's had a family emergency, and we are certainly sending our prayers his way. But we have two dynamic guests that we literally lined up in 30 minutes because of technology. That'll be a whole story in and of itself. So I'm excited about our very first two guests who are going to be on the show today. As we pay tribute to Black History Month, we're going to circle back probably later on in the month talking about Egypt, because that has everything to do with technology, social platforms, social media platforms, and that is still an unfolding and developing story. So we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. But we'll focus now on technology, specifically here in the United States, and its importance in the world that we live in and all of the interactions that we are currently involved in. I know that there are books out now about people who spend way too much time online with their BlackBerries, iPhones. It's a different world altogether. But I'd like to bring my guest on the show today, the editor-in-chief of Ethnic Online, a wonderful magazine based here in the Boston area, Kay Long, and also the CEO, president, founder of Current Innovative Solutions, CIS, based in the New York area, David Lipscomb. Hello, David and Kay. Welcome to the program.
Welcome. Oh.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
Glad to have both of you. Again, we talk about technology. I knew that Leonard had family issues. He's at the hospital right now, and I was able to jump on the phone, jump on email, whip up pictures. That's what we're talking about in terms of technology. It's absolutely it's amazing. We are living proof of it.
There you go. That's exactly why we do what we do.
Right. Absolutely. Kay Long, tell me about the job that you have as editor-in-chief of a wonderful online magazine called Ethnic Online, the partnerships that you have, and the responsibility that you've now created in cyberspace, but certainly serving an ethnic community. Kay Long, tell us about that.
Sure. Thank you again so much, Carol, for having me on the show today. And like you're saying, Ethnic Online is our online website. What we do is we feature ethnic professionals of the backgrounds of African American, Latino, and Asian professionals. And our readers are what we like to have them do are three things. We want to hopefully motivate, educate, and inspire people of color who are like-minded people throughout New England.
That's
and
great.
So we have a couple of things. We have our various articles that we have there, but it's more pertaining to the ethnic, the professional side, the side that you don't see in the media, and what we try to portray across in our magazine.
That's really a very important point, and probably why, divinely so, both of you are on the show at the same time, because you're both focused on the professional aspects of collaboration, working obviously in the workplace, and then the community involvement as well. Kay, how did you become involved with Leonard's project?
Back with a lot of networking events, and I'm sure, David, you've gone to various network events in New York, but when we came, when throughout the Ethnic Online is the under the umbrella of the Professionals Connection, and we would have networking events throughout the Boston area, and through these events, introducing ourselves and who we are, and asking various people as they come or come into the networking events, what do you do? What do you do for work? And hearing these unbelievable, the education and the careers that our ethnic professionals have. There were, the, of course, doctors and lawyers, judges, businessmen and women, nuclear scientists, you know, just every, but no one knew who they were. And we're like, well, my goodness, this is really sad, because the people that we know of are the people who are in music industry, who are in the sports industry, that which is well and fine. I'm proud of who they are and what they've accomplished, but no one knows us, who are the almost, if you quote unquote, everyday professional. And people need to know about that. So we needed to put some type of a focus on that individual to say, hey, we're out here too. We can do our thing as well. So we wanted to profile them and showcase their lifestyle and their style and what they do in their careers.
Very interesting, and I know the response has been very positive. I've heard many people in senior-level positions just talk very favorably of Ethnic Online. Clearly, there's a need. Again, you are trying to kill the stereotypes that are just perpetuated in the media far too often, and doing it in a real favorable way. David, let me switch gears and sort of bring you into the conversation, because you are a former chief diversity officer at a major bank in this country, now put together a very innovative collaboration. Tell us about that, and again, it is in the space of professionalism and doing it online. David Lipscomb.
Oh, thank you so much, Carol, for the kind introduction. A little bit about us. Kern Innovative Solutions is a very unique minority-owned and women-owned business that has focused industry expertise in four key areas of the business. When you think about healthcare, you know, it's definitely a sticking point in today's dialogue. We have a lot of expertise in that. Around the financial services model, coming from financial services, I can tell you that there's a lot of opportunity as far as aligning and engaging employees through a very unique model that I'm about to talk about here in short order. The third key area of expertise that we focus in on is academia. There's some things that are happening in the space as it relates to academia that, from a diversity standpoint, there are synergies out there that we can create some serious movement as it relates to educational. And lastly, from an information technology standpoint. Now, just hearing the previous conversation on understanding that there are folks out here in the space that aren't being seen when it relates to skill sets and talents, there's a very unique talent-based software solution that my organization has partnered with as it relates to skill sets that gives an individual an opportunity to say, okay, here's what I do, here's what I showcase as far as my skill set is concerned, gives us professionals of color an opportunity to step up and say, hey, look at me, count me also in the conversation. A little bit more about CIS, it's something that I decided to build back in 2009, and it's considerably probably one of the most highest level skilled individuals as far as diversity and professionalism is concerned. When you think about the three key areas of the business that we focus in on, organizational development and customer centricity and supplier resource management, these three key areas supply a strategy to help every organization as it relates to, this is where CIS comes from, customers from a centricity standpoint, the internal staff from an I standpoint, and supply chain from who are you actually working with from a supply chain standpoint. So that's what CIS does, and that's what we offer our clients.
And you also have a platform, too, that you can quickly tell us about. Tell us about ZapPoint.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much to tell you. ZapPoint, very unique technology solution out there in the space today that is truly changing the space of talent management today. It's a Massachusetts-based organization that focuses on the career development standpoint from the individual, not from the organization, from the individual. So in the prior conversation, when it comes to when you're thinking about, well, how can I be seen as a valued player inside of an organization internally, sometimes we don't have an opportunity to truly show our colors. So
right. That
point has created a very unique algorithm that gives the power back into the employee's hands that says, here are my skills, here's how relevant my skills are to the organization, here's what I've done prior to walking into the organization, and how best can you leverage what I do? Because today, that's what it's about. It's about leveraging. It's about leveraging skill sets and talents.
What I find really unique is I'm talking to Kay Long with Ethnic Online and David Lipskin with CIS. I'm talking with really savvy professionals who have decided to put their energies and their efforts in cyberspace in a very pragmatic way. Let me ask you this first. We're talking about Black History Month. This is and I'm, as a business owner, a 24-year business owner, I live in this space. I also cross over into the community space, the nonprofit space as well. But business really is in my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
But I also am just fascinated with technology and how technology is changing the world. How has technology been a big part of the decisions that you've made with your career now moving into cyberspace?
Well, that because of the outreach and how it just goes across from one person to the next person to the next person, of course, being on Facebook and Twitter and the other social networks, that's one way of always utilizing in a component to help expand and branch your own business out to go across further than anyone could have ever imagined, and quicker, before, what people call snail mail nowadays, with a drop of a keystroke that you can get some information out to someone across country, and that is one way of a great resource. I mean, an unbelievable resource that I think African Americans especially should always utilize to help benefit. As I'm listening to David express the outreach of what that employee and how to better express their contributions, that's exactly, it's something that we do as well, if I can dovetail off of that, with that we have our core features of Ethnic Gems and our Ethnic Gems in the Making. Our Ethnic Gems are our professional people across New England. We feature, feature is throughout New England, so we feature on these Ethnic Gems who have these fabulous careers. We also do a flip on that. We also feature Ethnic Gems in the Making. These are our students that are doing, who are excelling throughout their academic career as well, and featuring these students that are doing wonderful, marvelous things. So in a sense, what this is doing for our Ethnic Gems, our professionals of color, and our ethnic students, Ethnic Gems in the Making of color, this is going to hopefully help promote and showcase their strengths to that professional, to that job, that career that they're seeking, or to that the CEO who's looking for a person that of that quality standard. Without first looking at them, they can definitely see who's showcased, or they can Google, or they can look on Ethnic Online to see what who is this person. And this is one way of how technology has helped us, I think, and will help us.
Right. So you're getting the message out, and you're doing it in a comprehensive way so that anyone, I mean, certainly well beyond New England, this show actually, I have people in the UK who listen to my program. So, I mean, you can take a particular topic, which you have done, trying to showcase and highlight business professionals, everyday business professionals, doing it in a very favorable way. They can come to your particular website, read the articles, and also view some videos. You've got videos there as well, so you're taking full advantage of multimedia capabilities.
That's correct.
Yeah. David, from your perspective, you're looking at it differently, a collaboration of professionals, former CDOs or chief diversity officers from major companies, those who are now involved in small business, who have come from many walks of life, who are part of your collaboration, but still you're using technology to get your message out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Technology truly is changing the space in how we work today, and we'll do that going forward. Currently within the framework of CIS, how we communicate, because we're truly a virtual company. Each individual, we have 32 consultants nationwide that are virtual. I know everybody on the team. I've met everybody on the team, but others who are part of the CIS model have not necessarily met each other. But we work very effectively over technology, very effectively. From a geographical standpoint, we have folks in Chicago, some folks up there in Boston with you, Rhode Island, here in New York City, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Texas. So we're pretty much nationwide. And just the impact that technology is having, not necessarily on the CIS model itself, but on the organizations. And, you know, Kay, you made an excellent point. You made a huge point here when it comes to the social networking component of the space in which we work. Companies have to keep and get better at understanding how to best leverage that. That's how we all communicate. It's 140 characters, folks. That's all it is. That's how we communicate.
That's
so
right.
It's how do we get our message across quickly? And for organizations, like Kay was saying, of how do you get the CEO to understand that the next generation of individuals that are coming into the workforce have a different way of thinking about things. And this is how they think. So how to best capitalize and leverage the talent that's currently there, that exists within the confines and the framework of the organization.
You know, it is such a different spin on delivering services, goods and services, versus the 24 years I've been in business, and certainly when I was in grad school a long time ago, almost 30 years ago, it's hard to believe, when the computers are really in their infancy, we would use them as a tool, but you didn't really depend on them. I've gone back and shown pictures of an office that I had years ago, and now sort of fast forward, I don't even need an office now because of technology. So the world is just so different and just revolutionized when you look at the way that we communicate and transact business. As African Americans in your respective organizations, your respective businesses, do you have any insight or reflection on what do you think our ancestors would say when they look at a company like Ethnic Online or CIS and the people that you talk to across the country and across the globe? What do you think our ancestors would have said as they struggled and died for our freedom and for us to have these kind of opportunities? Kay Long, what do you think?
I kind of think in a sad way that the first initial thought may be a little pushback of kind of don't expose yourself. You don't want anyone to know what we're doing.
Mm.
But then in turning around to showcasing just people who some of our students that are just sitting on 3.5, 3.0 and up, 4.0 grade point averages that are just doing these remarkable things on campus while they're still in school, and knowing that their future is so bright, and that therefore after that, after thinking, wow, look what they're doing, on their own. I want the world to show. I want the world to see. It's just like watching your child graduate from high school or from college, of being so proud of, yes, I want everyone to know about that person. So, you know what, go ahead. Send that information out so everybody can see what I see in that person. And that's kind of what, it's kind of a twofold question, if you will. But
yeah.
those are kind of what I'm feeling, what our ancestors would say at first, but then see the beauty of the whole respect of the networking and being featured cyberspace, if you will.
Right. David, what about you?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think from my perspective, what they would say and continue to say, because they're always still talking to us, is they planted the seed for us to do what we do best, is to make change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a true believer in that. Even to the point, and I'll go back to this. This might sound a little weird, but it's true. That's primarily the reason why I built my company, was based on how do we move energy and make change.
Mm-hmm.
The seeds that have been planted prior to us being here is why we are here today.
Mm-hmm.
Be it technology, be it anything. Okay, but the folks that came before us left the seed for us to grow and put water on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a true believer in that. Look at what has changed just in the last couple of years with our president.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever thought that would ever happen. Now look at where we're at. So the world's at our fingertips, and that goes from every diaspora of the world. So much change. So I'm a believer in that.
You know what what strikes me, and I'm going to write an article about this, when I'm just fascinated and watching everything that's going on in Egypt, and I look at that being a youth revolution.
Absolutely.
It is a youth revolution driven by Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
Organized by Google executives who are probably in their 30s, but literally changing that entire region. And then I compare it, Kay and David, with the civil rights movement here. And I look at particularly the Montgomery bus boycott, which took 11 months. It did not happen overnight.
Right.
It took a lot of organizing. It took bringing people together. It was definitely a youth movement. And through time and over time, they literally changed the entire country. So what's fascinating, again, is our connectedness, how we are connected across the globe, but how when you see, in this case, political unrest that is now being driven by protesters who are young and savvy with iPhones and Blackberries and the kind of wherewithal that you wouldn't have thought of in the past, we're literally watching a country change because of technology. It's amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. It is.
But I look at it when I compare the civil rights era and how that was just a revolutionary sea change also.
Right.
So that we will talk about that forever and ever as we look at that unfolding story. Kay, give us contact information for Ethnic Online.
Oh, sure. You can see Ethnic Online at www.ethnic, that's ETHNIC, online, online.net. And you can reach us here at 781-652-0777.
Super. Thank you so
much. I wrote that down, Kay.
Very good. Thank you, David. Listen, I'm waiting to hear you too. So I've got my pen in hand.
David, give us your contact information.
Sure. Current Innovative Solutions, our website is www.cisolutions.us. Now, you're going to wonder why the .us, because there's a bigger piece of the puzzle being built that we're going to try and go nationwide and even global through different countries on the CIS model. Our phone number here is 347-560-4494. That's Current Innovative Solutions. You can reach us at any time.
Great. David, give for my benefit, because I've already had one of our listeners to, I actually gave the wrong website out, so I want to give the correct one out again. I'm going to send a whole new email out because I wonderfully lined up you and Kay at the last minute and just said, I don't care about the typos. Let me just get this email out. So
sure.
Give me your website again.
Okay, that would be www.cisolutions.us.
Great. All right, and I promise my listeners and email subscribers, I will get that correct email address, correct website out as soon as our broadcast ends. That lets me know that people are really listening and they're reading, so I do appreciate
Absolutely.
That. I will definitely have both of you back on. Any closing thoughts from Kay Long, the editor-in-chief of Ethnic Online? And I would encourage people to go to both websites. You can learn an awful lot and see a lot of innovation that's taking place that you may not realize that's going on, not just in the New England area, but certainly across the country. And I would dare say there are other entrepreneurs, other former corporate executives that are doing innovative things that you just never even thought about. And it's just a testament to the way our world is connected and the resources that are available to us. So Kay Long, Editor-in-Chief of Ethnic Online, give us closing words of wisdom from you.
Well, thank you again so much, Carol, for having me on the show today. And if, of course, we, like he said, we feature our ethnic professionals throughout New England. So if there's anyone that I'm sure that we missed that are worthy, that I'm sure they are, that should be considered as an ethnic gem or an ethnic gem in the making, let's not forget our students, please send them my way.
Super, super. Thank you. And David, closing words of wisdom from you.
Sure. I wouldn't even say they're closing words of wisdom. I'm going to share with you maybe a 15-second story.
Okay.
Let me tell you the power of technology of exactly where we are as it relates to Facebook. This will blow you guys away.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I just returned back from a trip from Chile in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
While we were down there, my wife got on Facebook and said, I'm in Argentina. Her best friend from high school was sitting around the corner in a hotel.
No,
that's the power of the internet.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's amazing to me.
Right.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
So we are all connected. Who said the Kevin Bacon story, 6 degrees of separation?
Separation?
No, we're about one. One or two.
I believe that.
So those are my words of wisdom.
Oh, that's great.
Innovate,
David.
Folks. Yeah. Innovate.
Innovate, and you're doing it. You're definitely doing it. David Lipscomb is the president, CEO of Current Innovative Solutions, CIS. We thank you so much for being a last-minute guest. So we're going to have you back on to talk more about the activities that I'm a part of. Full disclosure, I'm a part of CIS, so I'm very happy about that. But just so happy that at a dime you came on the show. That's terrific. And Kay Long, who is the editor-in-chief of Ethnic Online, again, we thank you so much for the job that you are doing there and, again, for standing in the gap for Leonard Webb, and we certainly send out lots of good wishes to his mom, and we hope that she will recover very quickly. We'll have him on the show later on. Thank you so much for both being guests on my program. Really appreciate that.
Thank
no
you
problem.
Again.
We have talked about Black History Month, and we have more in store for you in the coming weeks. It's not just about February being Black History Month. I look at Black history all year long. It's all a part of American history along with the other ethnic groups, but it's really exciting just to stop and pause long enough to learn about the innovations that are taking place in our country. I'm excited about younger people, young professionals, and what they're doing. I'm a baby boomer and just really excited about the things that we have in store for us. Most importantly, I'm excited about how the world is how we, as citizens of the world, have an obligation and a responsibility not only to be our very best, to be our very best in terms of professional development, no matter what you happen to do in life, but realize that there are other people who may be watching you and learning from you and being inspired by what you do, whether you are living in the United States, whether you're living in Europe, Africa, Asia, South America, Central America, happen to be Australia. We're a connected world, and technology has really connected us in a very new and innovative way. I thank all of you for being guests on my program, for being listeners on my program. Thank you so much. We did a quick switch today, but that's technology. We will definitely bring Leonard back on and talk more about Black History Month from different perspectives throughout the entire month of February. Go have a great weekend, a great day, and we will talk to you next week. This is Carol Copeland-Thomas, and please remember that focus on empowerment means empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. We will talk to you next week.